This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Voters will decide this fall whether to set aside a dedicated portion of the state budget to fund roads and bridges. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The Colorado Contractors Association is running an initiative to change the state constitution to require Colorado to spend roughly 2% of the budget on roads and bridges. The money would come from existing sales taxes on fuel, vehicles, and auto parts. Backers say Colorado has failed to adequately fund roads and diverted money elsewhere. Opponents, including Democrats at the State House, say the initiative is a money grab from contractors that would stifle funding for other key budget priorities, such as education and health care. Democrats passed a bill last session to neutralize the ballot measure's impact for several years, should voters approve it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A lawsuit was filed Tuesday by the family of Alex Martinez Sarmiento, a 26-year-old man who was fatally shot by a Colorado Springs police officer last July. Here's CPR's Ava Keon.
The complaint alleges that Wallach's use of force was, quote, grossly excessive, and says Martinez Sarmiento's death is the result of the department's failure to train, supervise, and discipline officers. In December, the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office found the officer's actions were justified. It's not the first use of force case against the department. 6 years ago, Colorado Springs police shot and killed Devon Bailey. His family filed a lawsuit, and in 2022, they settled with the department for about $3 million. Ava Keon, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. The National Weather Service says across the state they expect fewer storms today. There is a risk for severe weather, especially on the eastern plains, but it is a lower risk than yesterday.